This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine on Sunday pushed back at what its foreign minister called apocalyptic predictions over a potential Russian invasion after officials in the United States sounded dire warnings that Moscow has stepped up its preparations for a major incursion. U.S. officials said the Kremlin has assembled 110,000 troops along the border with its pro-Western neighbor, but intelligence assessments have not determined if Russian President Vladimir Putin has actually decided to invade. The Russian force amassed on the frontier is growing at a rate that would give Putin the firepower he needs for a full-scale invasion, some 150,000 soldiers by mid-February, according to U.S. officials. They assess Putin wants all possible options at his disposal, from a limited campaign to a full-scale invasion. Russia denies it's planning an incursion. A Ukrainian presidential advisor also insisted Sunday the chances of finding a diplomatic solution to the crisis remained, quote, substantially higher than the threat of further escalation. Hundreds of people marched through central Athens on Sunday to protest what they say are Greece's pushbacks of migrants and refugees at the border with Turkey. The marchers carried an inflatable boat like what migrants used to cross the sea from Turkey and a banner saying, stop pushbacks, stop border violence. The protest followed a similar one on Saturday in Istanbul, organized by Turkish humanitarian groups who marched to the Greek consulate to protest the recent deaths of 19 migrants near Turkey's border with Greece. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The African Union has condemned a recent wave of military coups that has seen an unprecedented number of member states suspended from the bloc, a senior official said Sunday, the last day of its annual summit. The coups were among the main issues expected to be discussed, along with the AU's ties to Israel and its response to a grinding war in the north host country of Ethiopia. Less than 2 weeks before the summit began Saturday, Burkina Faso became the fourth country to be suspended by the AU after disgruntled soldiers toppled President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore. Guinea, Mali, and Sudan are also currently suspended. Addressing African foreign ministers ahead of the summit, the chair of the African Union Commission denounced a, quote, worrying resurgence of such military coups, but the AU has been accused of an inconsistent response, notably by not suspending Chad after a military council took over following the death of longtime President Idriss Deby on the battlefield last April. Pope Francis on Sunday described as beautiful how people rallied around efforts, eventually proven vain, to save the life of a five-year-old boy who was trapped in a well for days in a village in Morocco. Francis expressed thanks to the Moroccan people as he greeted the public in St. Peter's Square. He praised people for putting their all into trying to save the child. Morocco's royal palace said on Saturday night, shortly after the boy, Ryan, was pulled out of the 32-meter deep well that he had died. Francis said that amid the world's bad news, it was beautiful how Morocco's people rallied for Ryan in a rescue operation that captured the world's attention. Prince Charles on Sunday thanked his mother, Queen Elizabeth, for publicly stating her desire his wife Camilla become queen consort when he becomes king, acknowledging the honor on the 70-year anniversary of her ascension to the British throne. The request follows an earlier time when Camilla was vilified by the tabloid press for the breakdown of Charles's marriage to his first wife, Princess Diana. The 95-year-old queen had made her thoughts known on Saturday, saying it was her, quote, sincere wish that when the day comes, Camilla would be known as queen consort. Charles made the comments on Sunday when he led tributes to the 95-year-old monarch as she passed a milestone never reached by any of her predecessors in 1,000 years. The statement on the future of the monarchy comes as the country celebrates the queen's role over the last 70 years. Charles was joined by Prime Minister Boris Johnson, politicians, churches, and members of the public in praising the queen for her dedication to public service. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.